It's your boy David here with another podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 26, 2021. So today is a special topic. Today we're going to be talking about how to manage your funds, how to save your money, and how to look at your financial situation and make it better. So if that's something that sparks your interest and you are looking to be financial free or just to change your financial situation, stay tuned to this podcast. All right, let's get right into it. So in society, I know a lot of people, you know, especially people, you know, in their early 20s, late 20s, mid 20s, or whatever the case may be, early 30s, or just people in general, you know, we're all, or mostly some of us are in debt, whether that's, you know, college tuition, whether it's, you know, paying your bills and aren't able to pay them on time, or just not making enough money, you know, and a lot of people are really going through that, and they're stuck. They feel stuck. They're not sure what to do next. They don't know where to go, what path to take, you know, or they just are looking for some advice on what to do. Because just face it, you know, we're all humans. We're all trying to figure out. Nobody's perfect and nobody always has the answers. And this is a platform where I took the initiative to really see if I can help those people out. I want to help those people, you know, figure out, you know, what to do, help them get a head start, give them some advice. You know, I'm not perfect as well. I'm still trying to figure it out. But from my viewpoint, I want to give you what I've learned or what I've done that, you know, that helped me out. And so going with the financial situation, of course, I'm a person who's had financial situations. You know, my finances aren't perfect, but I've done things or I've been in things where I thought, you know, I would not get out of them. I've been in debt with things that I thought I could never pay off. And, you know, as time went on, I've learned how to manage my money and what things to do to not be in that same situation again. And one thing for me that I've done is just budget my money. And a lot of people, they have their own way of budgeting their money. You know, some people, they save their money in a shoebox, or and they try not to spend things on like going out or just buying a lot of unnecessary foods or things like that, you know. And that's, you know, that's not saying that's a bad way to do it, but like I said, everyone has their own way. You just write down, basically you write down everything that you are spending your money on currently. So what you do, you write those things down. Write down, okay, this is what I'm spending my money on. Now, those things that you're spending your money on, are they, is it something that is a necessity? Am I saying that right? A necessity? Is it something that you really need? Is it something that, you know, that brings value to whatever you choose to do in your life? Like, what is that? Is that something that's important to you? Now, if it's not important, you need to scratch that. Scratch that out, take it out. You know, leave it alone. Don't spend any more money on it, because you want to spend money on things that you need or that's important at the moment. You know, once you start getting your money up, when you make more money, then maybe you can add that back to the things that's, you know, important to you. But right now, if you're trying to save money, if you're trying to budget your funds and be able to, you know, have more money in your savings account, you have to get rid of the things that you are not using. And one thing I know is a lot of times we have this habit. I don't know if I would say a habit, but we have, I'm just saying, like, say we have Netflix. We buy Netflix or we buy Hulu or things like that. And we don't really watch Netflix a lot. We don't really use Hulu or anything like that. And so we still have it. We still have an account with it. And they're taking money from our account, our bank accounts, every month. We're losing money that we're not using. So we're losing money on the things that we're not using for no reason. And that $10 or however much Netflix costs nowadays, however much that is, we're losing that every month for no reason. And you probably don't even know that. You're probably not aware of it, and you think, okay, everything is good, yada, yada, yada. But that's my point. We have to really investigate the things that we are using, or what accounts that we have, or what's taking money from us. So that way we could properly manage our money. And that's another thing. We have to manage our money very, very closely. We have to see what's coming out of our accounts, what we're spending, what we're buying, and all these things like that. That's how you really get an idea of, okay, if I'm trying to save money, I have to see what's coming on my account, so that way I can have control of what, how I'm growing my money. Because if you're trying to save your money, you have to see and really, really be critical of the things that you are buying, or where you're going to buy these things, you know, things like that. Because if you're just, you know, spending money uncontrollably, and a lot of times I know there are people, I've done it before. I remember where I used to work. This is back, I was like, this is a few years ago. I was probably like my, like 20, 19, 20 years old. I got a job. I think it was like my second job. I was washing dishes, and you know, this job wasn't really paying me a whole lot. You know, I could vividly remember I was getting paid like probably around $150 every paycheck. And that was bi-weekly. And so I would just spend my money on unnecessary things, on food, on shoes or clothes or whatever it is, video games, for no reason, and not understanding how to save my money. And the funny thing is, too, the idea of how I used to think of how you're supposed to save your money was really funny. I used to think that in order for someone to save money, they have to make a lot. So at that point, I wasn't making a lot. So I said, since I'm not making a lot, I can't save money. So I might as well just spend it. That was literally my mindset. And I didn't know that, you know, you have to spend or save your money by not really, you know, spending it on stupid things. And that was me. I was spending it on stupid things. And luckily, not too long after, I started learning, you know, that's not the way. And I, you know, because I started wondering, you know, why is it that I never have money to do all these things or go out? Or, you know, I remember I wasn't able to put gas in my car. I would always have to ask for gas money all the time, like every week. I was saying to myself, you know, this is a bad habit. This is something is not really, it's not adding up, you know, right? If I'm working and I'm making money or I'm getting a paycheck, why am I not ever, you know, why don't I ever see this money in my account? Or why don't I ever have anything in my bank account? And so that's why I told myself, okay, something has to change. I need to start becoming financially financially literate, and start learning how to properly manage my money. And so, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, it's a process. It's not going to be, you know, a quick thing right away. You know, you start learning these things as you go along. You start understanding, okay, I need to control myself. And that's basically all it is. It's a control thing. You have to really learn how to limit the things that you buy. Whether or not, you know, if, you know, if it's like McDonald's, if you're a person that always goes out to eat at McDonald's or just any restaurant in general, every single day or every week, you have to start limiting that now. Like, you can't keep doing that same thing every single week if you're trying to save money. You know, there's, you should start buying groceries and cooking at home. And that'll definitely keep you from spending money every single day going to Chick-fil-A or places like that. You know, if you want to work out and you can't afford to go to the gym right now, start working out at home. Go for a walk or a jog or things like that. You know, these things we have to limit down if we're trying to save our money. And like I said, it's going to be tough in the beginning stages, but as you move along, as the process becomes better and you start understanding it, it gets a little bit easier. And especially if, say, you decide, okay, if I want to save my money and you know, this paycheck isn't really doing it for me. I want to make more money. You know, at that time, when you start making more money, it's going to be a little bit easier to also save more money too, because the more money that comes in, the more money you can save. And the more you start limiting and start budgeting your finances, the better things will get. I'm telling you. Like, that is the key. It's just controlling yourself, controlling your money. Like, there's no other way I can explain it. So the key thing here that I said was budget, write things down, write your expenses, what are you spending your money on, figure out what you're uncontrollably spending your money on. Are you going out to eat all the time? Are you buying unnecessary things for no reason? And one thing I want to say about that is when we buy unnecessary things, we tend to buy it today, and then like the next week we don't even need it, or we forget about it, or don't even use it anymore. Like, literally, I remember I've done things like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I bought things where I, like, the week after I bought it, I forgot about it, or I lost it, or I don't even know, you know, I didn't even care for it anymore, you know? And I just spent all that money for no reason. And that's sometimes the thing that, you know, a lot of us do, is just spend unnecessary money on things that we don't even need. And that's where, you know, controlling yourself comes from. Like, that's controlling your money. If you know you don't need it, if you know you're not going to care about it in 14 days or a month or whatever the time period is, don't buy it. If it's something that you don't need, don't buy it. Leave it alone. You know, you can use your money on better things. You can use your money to buy groceries. You can use your money to buy something you need for your house, like to clean or to, I don't know, things like that. You need a toothbrush, toothpaste. Did you get your, do you need deodorant? Do you need body soap, or, you know, do you, you know, things like that. Buy stuff that you need. Don't buy things that you are just going to forget about in the next 2 days. You know, so controlling your money, control yourself. That's a habit that you need to start creating for yourself. And like I said, I'm going to say it again. It's not an easy process, but it has to be done. Like, everything that we are trying to perfect in life, well, I don't want to say perfect because nothing is really perfect in life, but everything that we are trying to become better at is not going to be easy in the beginning stages. That's everything in life. If life was so easy, if everything in life was so easy, you know, these are the things, like, we don't need to get ourselves together. We don't need to fix ourselves or anything like that. Like, we would be just, I don't know, perfect human beings, I guess, you know? But in life, if it's like, all right, I'm going to bring up a gym analogy, a workout analogy. So a lot of times people don't like going to the gym. Why? Because it takes hard work to get to the body that you want, or just to get that, the ideal image that you want to look like, right? So say you want to lose weight. It takes a lot of work to lose weight. You know, you want to lose all that fat. You got to run, you got to jog, you got to change your diet. You got to start lifting. You have to do all this work. And for some people, you know, it's a different time period. Some people see results quicker than others. But at the same time, you know, the results come in months later or years later. It doesn't happen in a day or two. You know, it's a long process, and you're going to see the results eventually, but you just got to work at it. And that's what life is. You know, if you want to see results in anything, it's a process. You're not going to see it right away. And that's what it takes. It's going to take the hard work. It's going to take dedication, commitment, and you just got to remember what your goal is. If you have a goal, if you have an ideal image in head of what your future, you want your future to look like, you have to work towards that. You know, remember to work towards that goal. So like I said, the budget your money, budget your finances, write down the things that you need, and stay away from things that you don't need and that you know you don't, you're going to probably forget in 2 days. Second, control yourself, control your finances, control your urges to want to spend all the time. Control your urges to want to go out to eat and do all these things. Buy groceries. Work out at home if you have to. Do these things, all right? I'm telling you, if you control your finances, if you manage your money, your savings are going to grow. And if you want your savings to grow, you know, make an effort. If you want to make more money, ask for more hours or start investing. I said this in my last podcast. Investing your money is a key thing to really grow your money. You know, you don't always have to invest in the stock market, but you can also invest in some kind of business. You know, you start a business that you always had an idea that you wanted to do. You know, if you want to start a business, start creating that idea. Write things down. Write down a list. Write down a goal of what you want to do. You know, what did I say? I said it's a process. You know, hard work pays off. So even with businesses, you know, you're going to make money. You're going to make a lot of money. But you have to work towards that goal. You have to write things down, create, and everything like that. But it's a, you have to look at it from a different perspective, though. Look at it from what you're doing in that journey. Because through that journey, you're going to learn about how to start a business. You're learning so many things. And the most important thing that helps us learn is failure. We have to fail in order to succeed. You know, failing is a learning process, and people are afraid to fail because they don't want to look bad. But in reality, failure is a good thing. Failure is a learning process, and within that process, you're becoming better and better every day because you're learning from your failures, and that's all it is. So remember that when you start your business, you have to fail multiple times in order to get better. You're falling, what's the saying? You're failing forward. I think that's how it goes. Fail forward, all right? Fail, learn from that failure, and move forward. So start that business, manage your money, budget yourself, and I guarantee you, you will see results. Work hard and dedicate it, all right? So that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I love this topic because I'm literally in the same situation. Like every single day, we always want to get better. And right now I'm trying to get better at everything I do. I'm you know, even though my my finances are getting better, I'm learning every single day still how to become even better than I was. And so in life, everything is always a possibility to grow from where you are. So never stop growing. Learn from your mistakes. Fail as much as you can so that way you can learn and grow and move forward. All right. So that's all the time I got. I thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast. Hopefully this helped. And I hope you guys, you know, grow your savings and finances get better and better and better. All right. I'll see you guys next time.